Today's show is brought to you by Warby Parker. Please visit warbyparker.com/cadcast for your next pair of eyeglasses. Cadcast episode number 465. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we are joined by a man who can't wait to play games in 4K-ish, Wombat.
I can't wait to play games in all the Ks.
Did you hear I said 4K-ish? Did you get the joke?
No.
I'll explain it to you later.
Please do.
Because I don't want to talk about PS4 Pro right away.
Okay. Oh, I see. Which I think I get it now. It just wasn't funny.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ship. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing? Are you drinking
Mortal Kombat beers?
I am drinking Mortal Kombat beers. I just realized that I put a poll up on Twitter and everybody voted Sub-Zero, and then I grabbed the Raiden beer out of the fridge.
Oh, you ruined it.
Raiden the fridge, huh?
Uh-huh.
So basically what you're saying is Raiden wins.
Well, I was wondering why, like, when I was drinking this beer, it has like a little bit of a shock to it. So I confused me. Like, I honestly tasted it and went, that does not taste very much like Sub-Zero.
What does a shock taste like?
It just has a little bit like of like bite to your tongue when you drink it.
Is it like a spiced beer? Like
it's an imperial
cinnamon or something?
Saison. It's got a little bit of a blast of hops and carbon dioxide that shock the tongue and thrill your senses. It does have a little bit of a spark on your tongue when you're drinking it. Kind of neat.
Cool.
Yeah,
just don't drink and drive, okay? Otherwise, there might be a fatality. Thank you.
Now you know how I feel.
I think this is better than Scorpion tastes, though. I had Scorpion last week. The burning sensation. I like the shocking sensation better than burning sensation.
The shocker.
Yeah.
It's good to know. Keep that in mind,
love
everybody.
That shocker. We're talking about the Spider-Man villain, of course, right?
Okay. What else would I be talking about?
He's in Marvel Ultimate Alliance. Shocker.
He's in there.
Yep.
He's in every stupid Spider-Man game.
He's in every game that's Marvel licensed, I'm pretty sure.
It's easy to make a bad guy out of him because he shoots lightning. That's easy to do in a video game.
He doesn't shoot lightning.
No, he's just got like electric punches.
That's it?
They're sound waves type of thing.
I don't know. Anywhere
his name is Shocker. He doesn't shoot lightning.
No, that's you're thinking of Electro.
Yeah, Electro shoots lightning.
Oh,
the Shocker just sucks.
Shocker puts a finger in your ass.
Yeah, basically.
Well, we have a lot to talk about this week because Apple and Sony. And I guess that's it. Those are the two things to talk about. But we also have other things to talk about. So let's do the show feedback from last week, and I think we could work our way up to the important things.
Sure. A. Knowles Jr. has to say.
Wait, what? A. Knowles Jr.
I didn't name him. Wow, regarding the Impossible Foods discussion, I am totally on Cheapy's side. Wombat won't acknowledge the economics of scale.
What's wrong with you, Wombat? Acknowledge that economics of scale, you fucker.
Shipwreck doesn't seem to be aware of the sustainability of factory farming and a growing population. I hope the Impossible Burger comes to Houston so I can try it. A lot of people were upset with me and Shipwreck regarding our disdain for the Impossible Burger. And
I don't have a lot of disdain for it. We eat a lot of cows. There's a lot of cows
right
around.
That's the problem. Right.
Well, I just feel like there's probably problems with this Impossible Burger as well.
It's just plants, though, I think.
Plants need fertilizer.
The idea, look, Bill Gates is making this fucking burger. He's making sure it's not fucking up the world.
Yes, but until we have the economics of scale that would make this thing affordable.
Well, right. Just acknowledge the economics of scale.
Until this is sold on every street corner.
It should be. No, well, I think it's getting started. Right. It started out. It's getting started right now in just a few places. But I'm telling you, it was good. I went to the U.S. Open, as you saw on Twitter, and I saw that they had Momofuku at the U.S. Open, which is the same place that sells the Impossible Burger. So I was like, oh, you know, Mrs. Cheapy, let's go check it out. And they didn't have that. Only had was $15 fried chicken sandwiches, which were very possible. They weren't very good, but they were $15. So yeah, it was good enough that I sought it out. I wanted to eat it again is my point. And I was not able to.
What about the Impossible French fries? Are those any good? Did we talk about that?
Those are just regular French fries.
Were they any good?
They were good.
But those are made out of cows.
Those are made out of pandas, actually.
Panda penis.
It was good. Trust me, it tasted good. If it didn't taste good, I would say so.
I don't think either of us argued whether
it tasted
or not it
like something that I would eat instead of a hamburger, is what I'm saying.
The question is, why would I get that? Would I get that instead
it tastes
of a hamburger?
Better. It makes you feel better after you eat it. You don't feel like you just ate a fucking cow.
Well, so if I'm going in for a steak, what are my options
I don't think they haven't figured that out yet. They only have hamburger right now. And I think maybe like meatloaf, perhaps.
What about like a bolognese?
I don't know. Look it up on the website.
Spaghetti and impossible meatballs.
Read some other fucking feedback. No more Impossible Burger talk. The U.S. Open was really cool, by the way. I don't really care about tennis, but it was cool to sit in the front row and watch the number two women singles player kick ass.
I'm very disappointed that you didn't get a large sundae and eat it on camera.
I didn't know that was such a thing.
It's from Seinfeld.
Oh,
George
he got embarrassed.
George
Costanza
went to the U.S. Open and he gets a big sundae.
And he's on TV and it was embarrassing.
Yeah, they make fun of him.
They probably don't. They don't. I don't know if they have that there. I don't know if I saw that.
They probably. You know what? They probably don't anymore. Because too many idiots probably got big sundaes and ate them like pigs with the thought they might get on TV.
They had excellent looking $14 nachos that we didn't get. That was really the only thing that I saw. But they had a lot of stuff. I mean, that is a real scene there. It's pretty ridiculous.
Any celebrity sightings?
No. But, you know, it was the middle of it was, you know, early morning on, not early morning, but morning on Tuesday.
Who else is going to this other than you and celebrities?
My parents.
And your parents. Retired people.
Right. Basically. There were kids there. I was like, don't you have school? But maybe they didn't.
First day of school for my kids was today.
Right. So maybe they didn't.
Yeah.
I was judging. Needlessly.
Way to go.
Anyway.
Way to go.
I heard the Italian. I did hear the Italian player. What's her name? Roberta Vinici, I think.
I'll take your word for it.
Her coach, I guess her coach was sitting behind us, like above us, and was yelling like, go Roberta in Italian. And she was losing. She was getting pretty frustrated because the German woman was just ridiculously better than her. And she said, I heard her tell the guy to fuck off in Italian. It was pretty cool. And like everyone's like, huh? You can hear, it's pretty quiet there. Like, it's not like going to a hockey game. You can hear.
So you're saying that tennis and hockey are two different sports?
I am, but I'm saying that you can hear what the people are saying, the players are saying at tennis, where maybe it's a lot harder at hockey.
Yes.
How about some more show feedback?
Bickle has to say.
He didn't say that.
Yes, he did. And then he said, don't worry about packages if you have a mailbox, GP. He'll just chuck them at your door.
Right.
So have, what's going on with that?
I have updates. So finally, I was home when the guy came, and we crossed paths. And, you know, he was very nice and smiley when I answered the door. And I said, yeah. I said, you know, I realize that the door slot is terrible, and we're looking at getting a mailbox. You know, what do you prefer? I was like, it doesn't really matter to us. You know, anything is, you know, do you want it like on the curb or at the door? And he's like, oh, it doesn't matter. Anything is fine. Which wasn't like helpful. I was like, isn't it easier if it's on the curb? And he didn't seem to really have a preference. But it seems like, you know, we're going to buy a mailbox and that's going to solve the problem.
Did you hug it out?
He's never not smiled at me directly. He's only like throwing the packages when he thought I wasn't looking, or said nasty things about my door when he thought I wasn't there. He's only been very smiley and polite in face-to-face encounters. So it sounds like this is going to be taken care of as soon as I just buy the mailbox. And he,
imagine, you
know,
that.
I told him I'm going to be taking care of it. So that's something.
You talk to him and you're buying a mailbox.
I know. It's not rocket science. So meanwhile, I'm telling this exact story to my neighbor who's at the bus stop. We're waiting for our kids to to come home from school. And the bus is coming a lot later than usual these days. And we see a mailman driving by, and it's not our usual mailman. It's not the normal guy. It's a new guy. And I'm talking to this mom, and I watch the mail truck drive right up on our neighbor's lawn. Okay. They have a huge ass driveway, but their house is on like a fairly major two lane, you know, one lane on each side road. You can't park in front of the house because it really blocks the whole lane in one direction. So this guy's solution was to just drive the mail truck right on front of the lawn. The people just bought this house and recently moved in, and they've been having a really difficult time getting the lawn to grow because there's not a lot of sun and the ground here is pretty hard. So basically the lawn has just grown in for the first time. And the guy drives his mail truck on it, like while we're talking about the weird mail service. And while I was telling my neighbor how I learned how many mailmen listen to our podcast and how much I've learned about mail delivery in general throughout this whole ordeal, more than I really wanted to. But actually, it's pretty interesting. So I'm very curious to hear the response of our letter carrier listeners to hear about one of their colleagues.
I'm pretty sure they're supposed to just drive right up on the lawns.
Like, just, is that what they're supposed to, are you supposed to like peel out on it also?
Yeah, just drive right up to the door.
I was going
to
say, did he leave like a big divot in there when he pulled out?
I didn't go and inspect it. We took a picture of it.
Okay.
She knows the neighbor, and she's like, I can't believe this is happening. They've worked so hard on trying to get this lawn going, and she couldn't get the picture going. So I took it for her. Anyway. It was just funny that we were talking about it.
That's pretty messed up.
It's pretty messed up. It's like the driveway, and I know from our listeners that you're not supposed to drive into the driveway if you're a letter carrier.
Right. But I will say that looks like a tough route through there to be a mail carrier, because it's not a walking route.
No, it sucks.
The roads are narrow, but there's still a lot of traffic.
It's hilly.
It's not an easy mail route.
It's not. But clearly, and I realize that you're not supposed to drive into the driveway, but the lawn can't be better, right? The rules can't say driveway, no, lawn, okay. That seems impossible to me. But the government works in weird ways. I don't know. We'll find out, I think, pretty soon. Yeah. Okay. That's the mail update. I have a Wi-Fi update also. A lot of people wrote in to me personally, very nice kegs, trying to help me out getting the high Wi-Fi speeds on my mobile devices, because it's just not happening. Here's what it comes down to. You have to be very close to the router if you want to get those 100 megabit speeds. and like really close, like 5 feet. And our router's in the basement. I couldn't get the Luma working yet. But I know how to do it. So I'll have a report for next week on if that solved the problem, having three.
Wow, that was
things.
So worth talking about. Thank you for that update.
What do you mean? Did you know that?
I assume that's the way it works with all Wi-Fi. Like the closer you are to it, the better.
It's the 5 gigahertz spectrum. So if you
want better coverage, and you just go off of the 5G. If you're further away and you get,
but that's what happens to mine. So if I'm 5 feet from my router on my phone, iPhone, I get like 130, 150. Mm-hmm. If I go anywhere else, I'm getting 30, basically. It just goes, because I think I'm only picking up the 2.4 gigahertz?
Something like that.
Anyway, it's all fascinating conversation for sure. But we'll see if the Luma solves the problem next week.
Never get tired of talking about Wi-Fi.
How can you? Watch this, bitches. At Bubba Mastmeister 33 writes in and asks if I finished OJ Made in America. And now I can say that I did. We did. Mrs. Cheapy and I both really enjoyed it. Found it very interesting. You guys, have you watched? How many episodes have you guys watched so far? Like 2 or 3, I'm thinking.
Something like
four.
I lived it.
The first letter in OJ's name.
What was that, Chip?
I lived this situation. So
no, you didn't. Ah, you think you did, but you didn't really.
I remember being in the weight room when at the high school when the verdict came across.
Okay, but you don't know why that really happened. Do you know why the jury voted that way?
I don't.
Do you know why? Maybe? Do you know why it's ironic in a lot of ways? You don't.
No.
It's very interesting. The parts that you know, I mean, you're not gonna, you know, the facts of the case are not the interesting part of OJ Made in America. It's all the underlying stuff that's really interesting.
I'm sure it's very well done.
And of course, watching OJ run in the first episode is worth it, even if you don't make it through all five. Anyway. That's my plug for OJ. Go, OJ, go. Don't you want to see people say the juice is loose when he gets acquitted? Don't you want to relive that?
No.
The juice is loose.
No, thanks.
It was pretty amazing.
I'll take your word for it.
You're going to have to, apparently. One day, you're going to like be stuck at home for a really long time, and there'll be nothing else to watch. And you're going to be like, fine. Just to see that guy say, the juice is loose.
I haven't watched Stranger Things yet. I feel like I'm supposed to watch that first.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, you should watch that first.
See?
That's fine.
So
watch
already,
that first.
Your whole premise is blown.
No, those are two different things.
Your whole premise is blown.
I would like you to watch both of those things, but I feel like my best chance is with Stranger Things. So I'm just going to say, do that first. And then maybe you'll move on to OJ. Anyway, new releases. Let's do the new releases so we can get on to the juicy Lucy. Apple, Nintendo, Sony news fest.
All right.
Great. Not a whole lot of huge releases this week, I guess. For PlayStation 3 and Vita, I believe. Yeah. Legend of Heroes Trails of Cold Steel 2 came out. This is another RPG, old school RPG from Falcon. I like the Legend of Heroes series, but I'm maybe 2 games behind at this point. So how many games behind are you guys on the Legend of Heroes series?
Oh, I'm all the way up to date. I finished this one. They sent me a review copy. I played it through twice.
I'm at -2.
I also ordered, but I have not received yet, this game that I will butcher the name of, saying...
Do it, baby. Do it.
Yep. Touhou Kenso Rondo Bullet Ballet. That is a shmup.
A regular or limited edition?
I got the regular edition. I mean, the regular edition is $30, and then when you put on that 20%, discount on top of it, it brings it down $24. $6. Yeah, $24. It's for a retail copy of these games that, I don't know, I kind of like to support because we don't get a ton of them. And the ones we get are usually pretty decent.
But couldn't you support it more by buying the limited edition?
I don't even know what comes in that limited edition. I'm sure a bunch of stuff that I would have to find a place to put.
Right, yes.
So I will play that and report back next week.
Perfect.
Wombat, had you? Don't have a Wii. Did you buy a Wii U possibly for Panda Love on the eShop?
You know, I didn't, but I'm very curious in freeballing.
Mm-hmm. And games for toddlers.
How about this one for the Nintendo 3DS? Ping Pong Trick Shot for $2.
No, Ping Pong is for losers. Everyone
did you not buy that, Cheapy?
I don't. It must be bad.
I feel like you have to buy Ping Pong Trick Shot for $2.
I don't know where my 3DS is.
Find your 3DS. Oh, I guess the biggest release of the week is probably that Picross 3D Round 2 on the eShop. But I don't know, $30 for more Picross. I'm sure it's really good. But that $30 price tag for a digital 3DS game at this point in the 3DS life is, it's difficult for me to swallow.
Yeah. Like, that's why I don't even want to look for my 3DS. I feel like it's...
But I'm talking $2 for Ping Pong Trick Shot. That seems like you could not spend $2 in a better way.
Then I feel like I don't... Have I ever bought anything on there before? Do I have to put my credit card in and stuff? It's going to be take forever. Right? Have they streamlined that to like a normal user interface yet? Or is it still like a Nintendo thing?
I don't know. I don't buy much off of the eShop on the 3DS.
Right.
I have some credit on there and I just spend the credit. It's not like it's terribly difficult to buy anything on there. So I think you could figure it out. I'm also interested in this Wii U game for $15. Skunky Bee Super Slot Saga number 1.
What'd you call me?
it's a slot machine game.
For $15.
It's going to be good.
It must be.
It's a lot more game than the ping pong.
My goodness. The Wii U is just
freeballing. Like, is that
yeah.
The Wii U is freeballing.
Man. All right. Well, I think that's... Is there anything on PC? Not really.
No.
I got a code for Mother Russia Bleeds, but I have not played it yet, so I can't comment on it.
That looks kind of cool.
Yeah, I agree. That looks kind of cool. I want to play it.
Let's talk about Sony and their press conference first.
Okay.
I think. Do we want to do that first? I think we do.
Sure. What? I'm here. I'm present.
Excellent. So I watched the second half of it because Ty's bus was late. And or I guess that's the new time. Maybe it's not late. It's just a new time than last year.
I followed along on Twitter.
Okay. I watched the whole thing.
So what do you guys think? I mean, did it make you excited? I mean, let's go over the key points of the PlayStation 4 Pro.
It looks like your house.
It's black, though.
I know. It looks like your house in the wrong color.
What do you mean? It looks just like the regular PlayStation 4, doesn't it?
Just a little higher.
Oh, it's got an extra layer. I didn't actually...
Yeah. It's got an extra layer in there, yeah.
Look at that. It's like a hamburger.
Yeah.
Mm.
An impossible burger.
Right. It's coming. It's not impossible. It's coming.
coming soon, too.
4K Blu-ray play is impossible.
Which is weird. Is that weird?
I guess they really needed the price to be $400.
I was going to say, that's to keep the price down, I'm assuming.
And maybe they're saying they're not really sure that that's going to be a thing, a selling point either. 4K, I mean, the elephant in the room is that they're calling this thing 4K gaming. And it's a little disingenuous to say that, or not, maybe not disingenuous, but misleading or confusing to the customer to what that actually means. And they've announced games that they say are 4K games, and it's a specific list of games. And it was a pretty big list, right? Did you see? I have it on this outline here. It's got the big games in there, Uncharted and Infamous and the new Deus Ex game, Call of Duty, which they demonstrated at the event. You know, it's a big list of games, and I'm looking at this and I'm like, how do they get these games running in 4K? It's really impossible with the hardware. So they're doing some sort of like upscaling. It's not a real native 4K. So I don't know. Is that misleading to the customer to say that this is 4K gaming?
Is it 4K gaming though? Just because it's upscaled?
Kind of.
That's what I mean. It's
4K-ish.
It's 4K-ish. It's not 4K.
It's really not 4K though. It's just basically supports 4K displays and can match the signal to it, match the display to it.
You're the guy who pre-ordered one, so why don't you tell me?
I'm telling you. I mean, I think what's fair to expect is to get great looking games at 1080p and 60 frames per second. And that's something that I think we were really hoping for with PS4 and Xbox One, which was not delivered. And this is the company's second chance to make that happen.
So you're saying that you think the PlayStation 4 Pro is going to deliver 1080p in 60 frames per second?
On the games that support.
I don't remember hearing that. That's why I'm.
Because they can't say that, because that sounds boring. People, like, they have to say 4K.
But that's people something that people don't understand. 4K, yeah, I guess. Because people don't understand what 4K is.
So it's not 4K. It's still 1080p, but it's 60 frames per second. But that's the same as 4K upscaling, or is that two different things? Because now you're confusing me.
That's two different things.
Okay, so you're saying that the games that are upscaled to 4K are not going to run at 60 frames per second, or are they?
No, they won't run at 4K.
They're not going to be running at 4K either. They're not going to be running at 4K. They're going to be running. They're going to be rendered at a certain resolution and then upscaled after that rendering. So when I have a game on if you have a game on your PC, okay, you're using those graphics cards to render the game at a resolution natively. So it'll match whatever display you have and whatever your graphics processor can push out. So if you have a 4K display and you have enough juice in your GPU, you can do 4K native. But this is not, there's not enough GPU in a PS4 Pro to do that. So it's going to run it at like 1080p or maybe even, I think even 1440p is a lot to ask for. I think really they should just shoot for 1080p, 60 frames per second. Because I know from my PC experience, even, you know, I run 1440p and you still need a lot of firepower for that. And I don't think the PlayStation 4 Pro has that. But
you're saying that you think it's going to run games at 60 frames per second.
Yes. I think that's going to be and I think it's going to be nice. Like
over two times as powerful as the PlayStation 4.
Right. It really needs to be like 4 to 6 times more powerful or even more than that to do 4K. So, and it's not that, which I think is, you know, look, I've said it before many times, when you're sitting on your couch in your living room, unless you're sitting really, really close to a big TV, you're not going to really notice the difference. You will notice the, you know, 30 frames per second versus 60 frames per second.
See, I don't even think you'll notice that much, but okay.
You would. I feel like if someone could throw a switch, Wombat, and just throw you into a situation and ask you to pick which is which, you'd much easier be able to pick out the frames per second difference than the resolution difference.
I'll take your word for it, but I don't know. Aren't movies like 24 frames per second?
Yes, different.
Yeah, we're not talking
about that. That's different. You can't compare that directly. But that's the problem with a lot of this stuff, right? Is that general consumer, I still think they don't know what HDR is. They don't know whether their TV supports it. They may know what 4K is just because it may say it on the TV when they're buying it.
Right.
But at the end of the day, this is really, I don't know. I don't see it as a reason for me to upgrade currently, but if I was in the market to just buy one, I would go with the Pro just because it has more power to begin with, regardless of the 4K and all that stuff.
Right. I'm assuming that all the AAA games are going to support, you know, Pro and have some sort of benefit. It seems like it could be worth it, especially my current PS4 sounds like a vacuum cleaner at all times. Now, I guess I could clean out the dust. That would probably fix that. But I think might as well trade it in. Is it easy? How much of a pain is it to get all your stuff back on a new PlayStation?
It's not that bad.
It's not?
I mean, you're going to have to download stuff again, but it's not that bad.
Okay.
Cool. And to begin with, you're going to want to install a bigger hard drive in this thing right off the bat.
It's got 1 terabyte.
That's not enough.
It's not nearly enough.
You guys are hoarders. I keep my shit, you know, neat and clean, basically.
I'm telling you, I have so much crap downloaded to my Xbox
You don't
One.
Need that. I got 500 gigs. I'm fine. I delete stuff when I need to delete stuff. It's fine.
I want to have...
You're like filled up. I saw your storage on
it's
yours.
It's fine. So what?
I felt like
stuff.
I needed to go get you a USB hard drive and plug into it.
Did it make you feel uncomfortable a little bit?
It did. It was like this thing was like 95% at capacity and we were downloading a game and it made me feel very uncomfortable.
Just go out and get yourself a hard drive, man.
I don't care. If I see one that's really cheap, I'll pick it up. It's fine. I bought the PlayStation 4 Pro. That guy got a hard drive increase. Bam. And I'm going to get a Best Buy Elite Plus.
You're going to get an Xbox One S while you're at it?
No.
That's the weird thing, right? Because we know that there's a better one coming soon.
Right.
And it's so much better. It's
now,
so
what are
much
the differences
better.
Between the PlayStation 4 Pro and the Xbox One S? Is it the better, was it GPU?
Correct.
Okay.
And processor, right?
Yeah, but the GPU is what matters.
Yeah,
that's the difference. Because otherwise,
it's significant too.
Okay, I'm being the person who's asking for the listener.
Sure, of course. I think you know if you're like just like Shipwreck said, if you don't have a PlayStation and you're gonna look to buy one, I think you would probably go with the Pro because you'd want this. Even if you don't have a 4K TV, I would say. Getting that 1080p 60 frames per second, better performance in the games, if indeed developers actually support it, or publishers rather, yeah, I think that's of course you want that one. You don't want
but
the shit.
I'm taking a waiting approach to see.
Like, that's a good idea.
How much better this is since I already own a PS4, two PS4s, one with
right.
Darth Vader on it.
Right, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, just having Darth Vader on it. So, and it runs great. Like, these games already on the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One look very nice. There's not
Are
like,
you not impressed by the conference seeing Horizon? That's the one I saw, Horizon and Mass Effect.
It's not a stream. You're watching it on a stream.
It's streaming on my computer. What the hell did I see?
I watched it on Twitch on my TV. It looked pretty good. It looked damn good.
Yeah, I couldn't really. I couldn't see anything because I was watching on my laptop. So,
did you see Ty live tweeting?
I did. I was very impressed.
I mean, I was typing. I was just.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so he
can't
didn't
type.
Like,
no,
he didn't type. I have to go to the bathroom now. Or
I just kept typing everything that he was saying. Basically, he didn't realize that if he knew that I wrote that he was going to the bathroom, he would be very upset. Nobody tell him.
I will be sure not to tell him next time I see him.
Right. Please don't.
Which is actually pretty soon. So I'll keep that in mind.
So don't. Yeah, don't. He'd be like, Papa. Yeah, it was pretty funny, I thought. And it wasn't, you know, and there was no snark unlike when I tweet. So I think everybody wins, really. Yeah, I thought it looked really good. I thought Mass Effect looked, I mean, graphically it looked
But the
great.
Thing is, especially a game like Mass Effect, oh, here's some footage that's never been seen before. See how much better it looks than the thing you can't compare it to because this is the first time you're seeing this footage?
Well, it may not compare. I mean, and even still, like, it's tough. What a difficult situation. Like, either way, you don't really win, right? Like, if it looks like
it
garbage
needs to be,
on the original PlayStation.
They need to have it in a store all set up with the best TV. Like, Best Buy needs to have their little, like, Magnolia set up with the best TV with the PlayStation 4 Pro, so you could see everything looking at its optimal settings, because what they want you to do is buy the PlayStation 4 Pro and the new TV. And maybe if you see it live and in a story, it might be like, okay, this is what I have to have.
Maybe. We don't know. We'll see. We need that comparison.
I just remember when the Xbox 360 was coming out. And that's how they had it set up in Best Buy. They had it set up with a little, a plasma or LCD TV. And Call of Duty looked so good on that TV back, 150 years ago, that I had to have an Xbox 360. And I actually just bought an HD TV, so I'm like, I'm ready to go. So, I don't know.
I will say that Call of Duty looked pretty amazing.
Oh, the new one?
Yeah, I mean, just visually. I'm just talking about technically. I don't know about the gameplay. I'm not speaking about that. I'm saying when I saw that and said, hey, that looks like a good reason to buy a PlayStation 4 Pro, at least for me.
Or you could play the exact same game with your current PlayStation 4.
Yeah. But it'll look better on the Pro. But you know what? Here's the other thing that bothers me.
But how much better?
I don't know. Who cares? Just buy it so I can talk about it on the show. I'm not telling people to buy it. I'm just saying, look, I bought it because I want to get that Elite, Best Buy Elite. Mm-hmm. And look, it'll be something to talk about. It'll be interesting to see. But like I was saying, a lot of these games are not coming with this Pro support built in. It's coming, I think... It's the Mass Effect game is coming. It's coming later. I think Call of Duty was day one, I think. But a lot of these things, who knows when developers and publishers get around to pushing this stuff out. It doesn't generate money, really. So, it's probably not a priority.
Well, considering that 45 million people already own a PlayStation 4.
Right. That's the priority.
That's your audience.
So. Yep, I think, judging from my Twitter, it seemed like people overall were not that impressed. But, it's hard to demonstrate
It's hard to be impressed with it, really. Yeah. Especially if you already own one of these things. It's a hard sell at this point.
Yeah, there's no
I'm going to go spend another $400.
Yeah, there's no reason to get it. When you go from a PlayStation 3 to a PlayStation 4, it's because I want to play these new games that I won't be able to play unless I own a PlayStation 4.
It's a next generation. It's a
that's what I mean. And this isn't. This is just an iteration.
This is like the iPhone 6S.
Yeah. And,
any of the S variants.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of neat that they're adding HDR capability to all PlayStation 4s.
Yes.
I'm very curious to see how that looks on the regular PlayStation 4.
Well, I don't have HDR, so.
Me neither, but I'm very curious to know how it looks.
I don't think I have it either, so yeah. I think I have to pay extra for that.
I was just browsing projectors just to see what this would cost me to get a new projector that did 4K and HDR. And I can't even tell what I'm buying here. The first result says this Epson Home Cinema projector with 4K enhancement, HDR, and wide color gamut. What does 4K enhancement mean? What am I getting?
I don't know. And how much does that cost?
That sounds like upscaling.
That cost $3,300 on Amazon.
That sounds like a lot of money.
You are correct. That's the right assessment of $3,300.
It sounds like a lot.
For a projector.
Just so you can buy the new PSP.
What?
Yep, you worked it in there.
I did. PlayStation Pro.
I get
PSP.
It. No, I got it.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the controller?
Did they do anything with the controller? I missed the half of the presentation.
Well, it wasn't in the presentation, I don't think. Leaked early anyways.
With the light.
The light so that it shines up into your face now or something. Why not give us a better controller at this point? Just give us the option. All we want is the option. There's people that want a better controller than the standard PS4 controller.
Yes.
Some people were calling me a fanboy for saying I wanted a better PS4 controller on Twitter.
A fanboy of which?
A fanboy of Microsoft. like the Xbox, because I wanted
to buy. Don't you want a better of anything?
A better controller for my PS4. That made me an Xbox fanboy in this situation.
Right. You have to take what they give you and love it. Don't you know that?
Right.
It's perfect. Yeah, I would buy that.
They did redesign the camera.
For VR, I assume?
But probably, I guess.
It just looks like an aesthetic change. They changed perfect. From a rectangular version to like a cylindrical version.
Weird. Not very exciting. Not super exciting press
conference, I guess. No, it wasn't a particularly exciting thing. I mean, it'll be really interesting to see what Microsoft counters with the Scorpio.
Well, that's not going to be for a while, I guess, right?
I was going to say.
Next year.
Are they waiting too long to release this at this point?
Who?
Microsoft.
Here's what I think Microsoft is doing, and I have no knowledge or anything, but this is what I think would be a good idea for them. You make the, you know, maybe we've even talked, I think we've probably talked about this before, but you make this thing, the Scorpio, $600, you call it the, did they have an Xbox One Elite yet?
No.
Okay, yeah, you make this.
You can't make it $600.
Why not?
Because the PlayStation 4 Pro is $400.
But you demonstrate how much better this thing is, and that this is the king, and that it's not.
But are the games going to be like? You have to think that everybody's making games. That's the problem with these upgrades, is that everybody's making games for the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One,
right?
Because that's where the install base is.
This is not right. That's fine. This is not for the mainstream public. This is a special thing.
This is not for the 70 million people that already own these consoles.
This is for people, for the super nerd.
This is for the 10,000 people that are going to buy the super console.
This is for the million people that bought the $150 Xbox Elite controller.
Okay.
This is because you don't need to have the cheapest console. This can just be like a marketing thing for them. Xbox One has the most powerful console. Okay, it costs $600.
Can't be $600. They've already lost this battle. They know that they can't do this again.
This is not but they're not battling against the PlayStation 4 Pro.
They're not competing. They have the Xbox One and the Xbox One S,
which also does 4K.
To compete with the PlayStation products, this is a high-end product for the people to show on MTV Cribs.
Exactly.
If that show is still on TV.
This is exactly. The Xbox One S, look, we have this graphic that Ludwig put together that's got the Xbox One S and the PlayStation 4 Pro and the original versions of the consoles. Comparing them feature-wise, Xbox One S looks pretty good next to the PlayStation 4 Pro. And the price is better.
4K Blu-ray.
The price is a lot better.
It looks pretty good, but it doesn't have those enhanced graphics for the existing Xbox.
It's got the HDR though, and you can say enhanced graphics.
I think all of these are fine machines.
It's all marketing, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And
it's all what's going to be out there on store shelves. People are going to go out and buy what's on store shelves because they either want to buy a PlayStation 4 or they want to buy an Xbox One, and these are the versions that are available now. They'll all do fine.
My point is that I don't think Microsoft has to shy away from a $500 or $600 console, because they don't have this. This is not their main console. This is something that's going to have a lot of horsepower, and that costs money, and it's not for everybody. That's all, and I think that's fine. And I think that the Xbox One S looks pretty good on paper compared to anything that Sony has, and price wise too.
I'm not saying your ideas are bad, and I'm not saying you're wrong either, but I don't think they're going to do that.
All right, I think because you can run those at commercials saying my Xbox is the most powerful console. You don't give them all the facts. You don't lay out the price tag.
You get John Hamm to do the voiceover because he's also Mercedes.
Sure, mm-hmm. I think people would go for it. You throw in an Elite controller in there, too. It's good.
I think they got out ahead of Sony on the messaging on this one, which I think was pretty good on their part. But I think just in the fact that the Xbox Scorpio is just so much more powerful than any of these four consoles that we're talking about right now.
Right. And that's why they can justify a high price. I don't think they should.
But the Pro coming out this year, it's going to do very well this holiday season.
I think so, yeah. I think they'll sell fine. I guess it all depends on the
market. But marketing. Like I said, no talk of VR at all during that press conference? Was there anything? I didn't see anything come out of it.
No, nothing.
Not even, hey, VR is going to work better on this Pro?
Nope.
Nothing?
Nope. I think they said that later, like off stage. That was a very small press conference.
They said, hey, look at this sinking ship that we have in the background.
That was a very small press conference.
Yeah.
And when they said that they didn't have room for me, now I believe them. It seemed very quiet in there when they were announcing everything.
Oh, there was no audience reaction to anything.
It was pretty. I said on Twitter they needed Hip Hop Gamer there.
He would have been there.
Oh, are you kidding?
No.
Did you hear anybody screaming during the press conference? Did you hear anybody
clapping? No, but I saw his tweet saying, you know, only an hour to go. So excited to see this.
Yeah, he's not there.
But some of his, he was not overly thrilled, especially about the 4K Blu-ray not being playable on.
No, I didn't see. I missed a lot of it.
Yeah.
Oh well. Well.
Interesting, though.
It's what's going to be on store shelves, so it's going to do fine.
Right.
Oh, and it comes with the one ear piece.
Perfect.
Headset thing still.
Thank goodness they finally could get that in there.
Pro.
No, it's the same one. It's not even a Pro.
I know. I'm just joking.
I know.
Yes,
there
Shepard,
is
you're
going
right.
to be a Platinum headset, though.
It'll be on store shelves, and it's $400, which is a fine price for this.
I think most people, they won't even realize there is a difference between the PlayStation 4 Slim and the PlayStation Pro, other than it's $100 more. So they're just going to buy the $100 more version and not even realize they're getting. Right. They're not even going to realize that they're getting like a better machine or anything.
You think they don't want the smaller one?
I think you're going to find that. I think you're going to find people going, well, what's the difference between these two? Oh, this one's $100 cheaper and this one's $100 more.
And it's bigger. And
this one's bigger and this one's smaller.
And cheaper.
And cheaper. Do they play the same games? Yeah, they play all the same games. Oh, I'll get the smaller, cheaper one then.
Yeah.
I think it could go both ways. Both kind of customers are out there.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be very... I mean, can you imagine the clerk at Best Buy trying to explain to a customer who's got an HD TV, not a 4K TV, why he should buy a PlayStation 4 Pro? There are reasons, but can you just imagine a Best Buy clerk trying to explain them about, you know, now you're going to hit 60 frames per second and it's not really 4K, but...
This one plays Call of Duty?
Right, it plays Call of Duty. It'll look a little better. Oh, is it 4K? No, not really. Yes. I mean, how's he even going to know? It seems really hard.
You're going to say it's 4K. You're not going to say, there's no clerk that's going to say this isn't really 4K.
I know, but it's not.
It's as close as we're getting. Like this is,
I guess,
this is the best console on the market right now, or will be at the time.
That's why I bought it.
Is this 4K? The clerk will say yes. Do I need a 4K TV in order to see the games in 4K? That's when the answer should be yes.
How's he going to explain that there's still a benefit to you having this, even if you don't have a 4K TV?
Well, what is the benefit of me having this, even if I don't have a 4K TV?
Because it'll run the games at 1080p.
It'll run the games better.
Better. There'll be more graphical flourishes to it, and hopefully the frame rate will be higher or at least more stable.
But hopefully higher. I think you're inferring too much on the frame rate thing.
What do you mean?
They never brought up frame rate once during this press conference. It never came up. You're projecting that it's going
but
to do this.
There is. I did see something about like a Tomb Raider version that would allow you to run it at different settings. So you could run it at 1080p, 60 30. Frames per second.
Yeah.
I didn't.
That was a rumor, though, I think. I don't know if that's like a
confirmed.
Was it? I don't know if they showed that at the press conference.
I saw it on Twitter, too. But who knows? Yeah, maybe we don't even know how it's going to go down. Maybe some devs will throw in options like that and some won't. Who knows?
But then the benefit is there. if
yeah,
it's,
but how does the clerk explain that? The clerk's got to be able to explain that.
Yeah, some games allow you to adjust the settings. Is a very, you know. Have fun, everybody.
I can explain it very well.
I feel I like I'm good to explain it. This is the pro one. This is the slim one. Oh,
no, I mean, but if you want to be honest to your customer, you need to be able to explain it properly. I mean, of course, you can just say, "Hey, this one's better.
This is the best one. This one's also good."
Right. I mean, it's just
that's all you have to say.
I guess I feel
it's
like,
not like there's a lot of options there. It's either you're buying the best one or the one that's good.
But customers
yeah,
like
there's
to
only going
to
be two.
Don't I think customers like to feel informed when they're making decisions that purchasing decisions in the you know few hundred dollar range. That's all.
It's not that big of a. It's $100 difference between the two.
Okay.
So I think if you just said this one's better and this one's good.
Right.
Something in those terms, you're fine. They're gonna get it home. It's gonna play games. They probably like they might be thinking they're playing in a 4K and not even see a setting. Like they never go to the setting screen. So it's just outputting. They're plugging in their RCA cables.
Right, exactly.
They have no idea
on their fucking you know on their 480p TV. Perfect. All right, I think is that enough PlayStation talk? Are you PlayStation out?
I wish there was more, but they didn't. There's not. I don't know. There's not a lot of like stuff to really expound on.
No, we'll have to. We'll have to really table it until Cheapy has his.
I bit the bullet for you guys. I hope you appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
You do. I know you mm-hmm. do. All right. Well, we have a new sponsor.
Is that the final what? Like evolution of the PlayStation 4? Like, is that it?
No, there'll probably be a Pro Slim.
There'll be one more.
Well, but I mean. The Pro Slim won't do anything better than this one, right?
It might.
Maybe you can attach a hard drive to it.
I can't believe that's still not a thing. But anyway.
Maybe they'll have a new controller. Huh. A slim controller.
You can attach a hard drive to it. It'll have a better controller and it'll be backwards compatible. That'll be the next version.
Right, exactly. PlayStation 5. All right. We have a new sponsor for the show this week.
And, we do.
And Shipwreck has tried them out. And he's going to tell you about them.
Yeah, I like it. It's Warby Parker, which you might have heard at the beginning of the episode. They are a glasses company. Like prescription glasses, sunglasses, that type of thing. Things
not
you put
drinking
on your face
glasses.
You can see. But it's a really cool service. Like, you go on their website, which if you go to warbyparker.com/cagcast is the link for us. You go on there, you look at their glasses. They have all kinds of different frames and different colors for the frames. And you just pick five of them that you'd like to try on. They send them to you at no charge. You have a week to try them on, wear them around. They're like, obviously they're not prescription at that point. They just have blank lenses in them. But so I ordered, they came really fast. I tried on the five different pairs, picked out a pair I liked. I picked out the style called Wilder.
And Wilder.
Wilder. In the Squall Blue Fade variety. And so I went to my eye doctor, got my prescription, emailed them my prescription. They do this thing where they, you then send them a picture of like your eyes. You hold up like a credit card or a driver's license, something like of that size up by your face. And they then measure the width of your pupils.
Why not just put your head on a copying machine?
They might accept that as well, but their preferred method was this card method. And you send that in and they send you your glasses back really quickly. Like the whole process took less than 3 weeks. And that was with me going to go see my doctor and everything. So some of that was on my end. Mm. And they're very like reasonably priced for prescription lenses. The glasses starting at $95, I think, for the ones that I wanted, the Wilders. So it's I've been very happy with the service. I think the at-home try-on's really nice too, because you can, like, no glasses all fit the same. All our noses are different and our ears are different. So it's a better situation than going to the doctor's office too, where you just try them on in the room. These you really try on and like you're going about your day. Yeah, you're going about your life with these on. You're picking up kids, you're scooping litter boxes, you're finding out which ones fall into the litter boxes, and then you're sending those back, picking out the ones you want.
You can get your significant other's input, like real input, not like when you're at the store and they just want to leave the store anyway.
Right, exactly. It's
they can't escape now. Now they can't escape.
It's nice. I liked the service, and I'm glad they're our new sponsor. But so you can go to warbyparker.com/cadcasts and order your free home try-ons. Like I said, you get 5 frames to try on, and then you once you're done with the trial period, you mail those back all prepaid, free of charge, and then you can choose your the pairs that you want and add your prescription, and then they send them back out to you. It's free shipping the entire way.
I think you get, if you use our code or our link, you get a free 3-day shipping, I think is the...
Even better. So warbyparker.com/cadcast.
Cool. Thanks, Ship. Thanks, Warby Parker. We got to talk about Nintendo.
Yeah, we do.
At Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, they were there.
Making some money.
Making it rain. Yeah, Miyamoto was on stage at the Apple event. He led off the event, showing off a Super Mario Run. That's what it's called, right?
That's what it's called.
It's a runner.
Lots of money.
It's going to be running money into Nintendo's bank, like $2 at a time or $5 at a time. I guess it's going to be a paid app with in-app purchases.
Maybe. From what everything that I read, it's going to be a free demo when you download it. So maybe the only in-app purchase is buying the full game. They made it seem like you could play the full game just by buying it.
I would be happy with that.
I'm not playing that.
Oh, I'm playing that. That looks fantastic.
I would totally play. Why wouldn't I play that?
One button Mario is exciting.
It looks good.
Why not?
It does?
Yeah, it looks fun.
Did you watch the videos?
I watched the video. It looked like Mario with you can't control Mario.
Sure you can.
But that's kind of the charm of jumping. As well. Yeah, you can control his jumping, but then there's like pads that you can stop on too.
But you like those tap games. What do you know? You'll do anything. You'll just tap on the screen and be totally satisfied. How can you... right?
That's not untrue if it's a good property.
I know.
This looks like it's going to be really well done. It looked very polished from what they showed.
For a moment.
I mean, at the end of the day, it'll come down to the quality of the game, but it's a Nintendo game. So the assumption is that the quality is going to be there. And if the quality is there and it costs, what, $4 or something? It's really not too much to ask.
Yeah. If they come in and they go, like, the in-app purchase is $50, then... I'll be singing a slightly different tune.
Yeah, exactly. There's too much we don't know for us to be like, yeah, no matter what, we're buying it. It doesn't work that way either.
Right. But it looks fun to me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's a lot of...
Toad Rally thing looked kind of fun too, which was basically the non-synchronous multiplayer that they had. So I
have a very difficult time getting excited for an iPhone game, no matter who's in.
That's perfectly fine. But there's a lot of money to be out there, and there's plenty of people that play these things.
I get it.
The question is, will this be the most profitable Mario game ever made? Mario.
Yeah. Well, we don't know what the price is going to be.
Nope.
It may all depend on if they find the sweet spot for that price.
What is that? Well, we don't know how long the game is or anything.
I think they could make a lot of money in the $5 range.
I agree.
Yeah.
I bought Teeny Titans for $4. So, you know.
I feel like not a lot of Nintendo fans were very like adamant about no Nintendo properties on iPhone. And then today they were like, oh, yay, Super Mario Run. Is that my imagination?
I think so.
It is my imagination?
Yeah. No, I don't think necessarily. They just don't want the 3DS, like the full games, to go away. Because
to go away or to go on iPhone?
Nobody wants to play Zelda with a virtual D-pad and buttons on iPhone.
Yeah, I think people still want their 3DS style games on the 3DS. And they don't want their 3DS games to turn into dumbed down games that were designed to be played on, also to be played on an iOS device. And that, I think, is an understandable concern.
Okay, sure, sure. Real controls are very important. How come Apple...
It's a different conversation than, I don't want it to be there. That's not what they're saying.
Okay, so I'm crazy.
I think this team-up could lead to some potentially big things, too. Like, if Nintendo and Apple really became more partners than this, like, where they wanted to kind of tap into the Apple TV market, to where Apple wants to try to get into gaming. If they could get into Nintendo's backlog or smaller titles, the downloadable virtualware type stuff.
Yeah, that's a great way for Nintendo to deliver those games. It's the best way. But you just need
a
controller.
It's a great way for both companies, because you have the Nintendo games and you have the cheaper Apple TV type console.
Right. And fuck if Nintendo's going to figure out how to do that shit themselves. They still can't figure it out on their own systems. And yeah, why not have the Apple ecosystem is a pretty great place to deliver those old games. It just depends if Nintendo wants to give Apple 30%. I think they probably should. I think it's probably a good idea. But Apple needs to make a controller.
Could help out. I think those companies could help out each other quite a bit. With their areas of expertise.
Exactly. But Apple needs to make a controller and release it for Apple TV and make it work with, all iPhone, iPad, all that, Mac.
And Nintendo could help them make that controller.
No, they can't. Nintendo should face the corner when it comes time to make a controller. Are you kidding me? I can't believe you just said that. Just copy the Xbox controller. It's not that hard. Make it nicer.
If you could play it with a Wii U Pro controller,
that's good enough.
That controller's fine.
Okay. Yeah. What if Nintendo releases like a Bluetooth version of that controller that'll work with?
That controller is Bluetooth.
So you can use it with Apple TV?
You may be able with a hack some way right now, but if the two companies work together, I'm sure they could figure out a way to make Bluetooth work.
That's really what Apple is missing, is to be serious in the gaming, like Apple TV gaming space. And just think of it, just a real Apple, controller that they sold in the store and ran commercials for.
Then you have an environment where you're not concerned about losing what you've bought.
Yep.
Like, it's all there with all the other Apple stuff.
People understand how the Apple ecosystem works pretty much. Yeah. Win-win.
Make it happen. Yeah.
It's worth the 30%, Nintendo.
But it sounds like Super Mario Run is coming to other mobile platforms as well.
Yeah.
Just iOS first.
Yeah. I don't know. Just like Bob Drakken, who writes in, I totally agree with him. He says, I still don't find gaming on iOS to be worth the battery life. I got to agree with that. I don't know how you guys even make it through the day with your phones.
I have a long commute every day.
Right. How do you make it through there? How does the battery make it through there?
Well, my phone is usually at 100% when I get on the train.
Right. You charge it at your desk.
Yes.
Yeah. It's charging during desk time. And I do find that the batteries on iPhones can vary a lot from iPhone to iPhone.
Mine's
my battery
horrible.
On my phone, like I can have like 30 different apps running in the background at one time, and my phone chugs along just fine. My wife's phone, she's like constantly closing apps. It's just constantly running down the battery.
Yeah, mine's horrible. That's why I need this new iPhone. Oh yeah, they announced a new iPhone.
They did. I hope iPhone you 7. Enjoy it.
My contract is up in December, I believe.
Okay, it's good. That works.
Good timing.
Mine's not till next spring. But I will be going this route in the spring, definitely.
Yeah, my battery is garbage, and just generally, I don't know. I was actually even thinking of getting off iPhone, but I don't know how realistic that is at this point. It's really not.
Why would you?
I don't know. I don't really know. I want the phone that explodes. What's that? Can I still get that one? I did think of that today. I don't know. I was just thinking, like, I don't know. I don't really, I never really loved this, the six. It's never seemed to be that great for me.
Well, what are you looking for issues. Though? Like that's the,
I don't know. And only the 7 Plus has the telephoto lens. That's not fair. I don't want to carry that big thing around. Okay.
It's big.
I know, but it's just a lens. Can't you just fit that in somewhere? You took out the headphone jack. You could fit the lens in the small one. I mean, if I say so, it must be true.
I have a hard time getting upset about the headphone jack, too. And I know I'm an Apple fan.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Bluetooth has been out for...
I'm not buying a Bluetooth headset just because my phone now needs one. I think it's bullshit.
Why?
I just don't like it. I don't like the stupid adapter like the old Nintendo.
No, the adapter's dumb. Don't do that. Never do that.
The adapter's dumb.
Just get a Bluetooth headset. They're cheap.
I'm not buying a... Where am I getting a Bluetooth headset? Now I have to buy a new
Amazon.com.
It comes with one, though, right? Doesn't it come with one?
It comes with one that goes in the Lightning port, so...
Okay, but it doesn't come with a Bluetooth headset.
No. Those are $160.
Yeah, I'm not getting a...
For the Apple one. But you're not buying the Apple one. That's... People, like, get upset that Apple's charging $160 for that.
Bluetooth
You're not the one that's
going.
Buying the $160 version, then.
I want to know... I
a cheap $15?
Huh?
$15.
Well, it's reasonable enough if it works.
$15.
All right. I mean, the headphones I use now with my iPhone cost me, I think, $1. But...
So you're really shooting for that high fidelity
right,
sound.
Right, you should definitely.
That's
yeah,
what I'm saying. I don't. I'm not.
Concerned.
But I'm not. I'm not shooting for that high fidelity sound. I don't need two speakers on my iPhone.
This phone probably you should probably shouldn't get this phone.
I'm not going to.
Right.
I just got it.
Sounds like
phone.
A bad choice.
Yeah. This is
where do you? Can I ask you a question? Where do you find a dollar pair of headphones?
I told we actually had this conversation. I expect you not to remember, but I was buying something on, it might have even been like a Disney Infinity figure on Best Buy, but in order to use my $5 credit, you know, the $5 my rewards coupon, I had to exceed $5.
Fine.
So I just added the cheapest thing I could find, and it was a pair of headphones that were actually, I think it was like 70 cents.
Sure, like Modal or whatever their in-house brand is.
But those are the headphones I've been using because they work just fine. So they're fairly comfortable. So you asked the question. That's the answer of why I use dollar headphones. I didn't actually set out to buy dollar headphones.
That's okay. Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I just think it's... When you're buying an iPhone, you're buying a premium product to begin with. So to...
Is it, though, at this point, is it a premium product?
It's a $600 phone.
I understand that, but what is... Are smartphones a necessity for today's life?
An iPhone is a premium product.
They have much cheaper smartphones than iPhones. Way cheaper. What else we got here? Where are we? Wombat's multi-platforming news and stuff?
Yeah, I've been playing... I know Wombat, I think, played a little bit of this.
Me.
Divinity, you did? GP
Me.
Did? Okay. Divinity Original Sin, I've been playing the Enhanced Edition on Xbox One.
I've played it.
Mm-hmm. We all played it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's $15 right now at Walmart, which is a fantastic value. It offers split-screen co-op.
Oh,
so
nice.
Mrs. Shipwreck and I have been playing. And the co-op in it is really good. It like offers like they've really thought their way through how to handle co-op. Like when you are close to one another, you're all on just one single screen. When you get far away from each other, you then get a split screen. But you can literally go to wherever you want. Like
and the inventory and stuff, you can all do that on your own.
The inventory, it's all split on your side of the screen, so you're not affecting the other person. You can quickly like if you like. my person's uses arrows, and my wife's, I don't remember what she's got magic.
Not
or something.
Arrows.
But if she picks up arrows, she can quickly just like send them to me in the menu.
Nice. Airdrop.
So there's no like this dropping it on the ground and having another person pick it up, or like walking up to each other and doing a trade, that type of nonsense. You have teleporters that you get pretty early. So one person holds one teleporter, the other one holds the other teleporter. And then, so if you need to like go to where the other person is real quick, you just go into your inventory, click on the teleporter, and it takes you right to where the other person is.
How's the game look on Xbox?
Fine.
It looks fine. Yeah. It's an overhead isometric RPG looking thing. Mm. I did not realize it was going to be so much like a turn-based strategy game in the battles.
Oh, it's old school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And sure, there is a lot of talking. We've got so many quests going on right now.
I was
going
to say, one of the reasons why I stopped playing that game was it was just too much talky-talk for me. But I recognize that it's a good game.
Yeah. And the nice thing with co-op is that you can be talking to two different people at the same time. So you can get through the conversations much quicker.
Nice. Super double skip?
Yeah, double skip. It'll show if it's a... something important, it'll show up in our log.
I will have to run that by Mrs. Cheapy and see if she wants to partake in that with me. I did play several hours on PC.
Yeah, and you get like different, like each person can have multiple people, like you find people to add to your party and everything.
How does that work? Do you switch between the characters? Can anybody control anybody?
You can control anybody, yeah. You can assign the different characters to one of the two players, and then just by pressing like on the left trigger, you can switch between the characters that you want to control.
Cool.
It's really well thought out. The only thing that's not great for player two, and this probably doesn't affect a ton of people, but player two, everything's tied to player one as far as saves and achievements and all that stuff. So player two doesn't get any kind of achievements or progress or anything, but it's all tied to one save file.
Cool.
Nice. Yeah, $15, you really can't miss with that game.
Anything else? I didn't really put anything in the keg.
I'm at the very last fight in Marvel Ultimate Alliance, so I'm going to finish that again.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm
finishing your old game again.
I know. Yeah,
best of luck.
Thank you. I'm bummed because I will not be able to unlock Silver Surfer in this playthrough, because I suck, apparently, but what can you do?
You did it wrong?
Yeah, I mean, it's
always the next time they release this game.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's like, I missed the simulation disc back on the first level, and you have to have all the discs in order to unlock them, and there's like 20 of them, and I'm like, well, what can you do? So,
congratulations.
Yep.
Let us know.
Who's the final boss? Shocker?
No, Shocker. You fight Shocker at the end. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I think that's a show. I think we did it.
I think so, too.
Right, unless you think I missed anything here.
I don't think so.
Right. All right. Well, I will thank everybody for listening and remind you to follow us on Twitter at CheapyD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. Of course, go to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com/cadcast to get your free home try-on experience going. And you'll get free 3-day shipping if you buy the glasses. It's beautiful. And with that, I will say, see you next week.
Britain's done.
Did you see the latest Nintendo newsletter?
Whoa, nice graphics. I'd like to get my hands on that game.
You mean you haven't played it yet? We can play it on my Nintendo Entertainment System. It's The Legend of Zelda, and it's really rad. Those creatures from Ganon are pretty bad. Octoroks, Tektites, Leavers, too. But with your help, our hero pulls through. Yeah, go, Link. Yeah, get Zelda. Awesome. Intense.
The Nintendo Entertainment System. Your parents help you hook it up. The Legend of Zelda sold separately.